This is the Vice Guide to Right Now, a daily rundown of all things Vice. It's Thursday, January 4th. I'm Chris Hardy. Today we're fact-checking the Netflix original series Black Mirror on their portrayal of birth control. But first, the headlines. President Trump has responded to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's claim that he has a nuclear button on his desk by tweeting, quote, "Please inform him that I too have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his." Utah Senator Orrin Hatch has announced that he will retire at the end of his term, paving the way for former GOP presidential nominee and Trump critic Mitt Romney to campaign for his seat. And a bomb cyclone is expected to form off the New England coast, potentially creating hurricane-like winds. Forecasters said that there is a risk of power outages. And now, here's the news you won't get anywhere else. The fourth season of Black Mirror hit Netflix on Friday, and people were less than pleased with how the show portrayed emergency contraception, a form of birth control more commonly known as the morning after pill, or Plan B. Here's Vice executive editor Dori Carr Harris talking with Tonic News editor Susan Rinkunas about the snafu.
So there's been a lot of talk about the new fourth season of Black Mirror, and I think we should probably say that this conversation will include some spoilers. So if people have not watched Black Mirror yet, they should go watch it and then listen to this podcast. There was a recent controversy about the Archangel episode. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was all about?
Sure. So the episode itself is pretty weird, and I'll briefly explain it before I get into the controversy, but a mom named Marie is a single mom and has a chip implanted into her daughter's head that allows parents to see what their children are seeing, track their location, monitor bodily functions and stress levels, and there's a tablet-like device that comes with it so that the parent can actually see all this stuff. And you can see in the beginning why this is somewhat useful, because her kid runs away and she gets freaked out and now she can know wherever her daughter is. But then it becomes a little bit creepy as time goes on. And the controversy arises because once Sarah is a teenager, her mom accidentally watches her have sex. And then the device somehow alerts the mom that Sarah is pregnant. Although this is a bit of point of contention, because we don't actually see what the device tells the mom. We just see her go, "Oh no." And then she goes to a pharmacy. And then the next day she's crushing up a pill to put in her daughter's smoothie that she's been making her the entire show, like since she was a little kid. So Sarah then goes to school and starts puking. And we learn from the school nurse that she's puking from what the nurse called EC, emergency contraception. And the nurse says, "Oh yeah, you're vomiting from the EC to terminate your pregnancy." So the controversy is that emergency contraception can't terminate a pregnancy. It can only prevent someone from getting pregnant. So a lot of people were getting mad at the show for conflating emergency contraception, aka the morning after pill, one form of which is Plan B, that's something a lot of people have heard of, with the abortion pill. And those drugs act in very different ways. They do completely different things.
So how exactly are they different drugs? What do they both do?
There are multiple types of emergency contraception, but they all essentially do the same thing. They prevent pregnancy, whether that's by preventing the ovaries from releasing an egg that a sperm could fertilize, or blocking sperm from fertilizing an egg. So it's birth control. It prevents pregnancy. The abortion pill, or medication abortion, as some people call it, will actually terminate an existing pregnancy, that is a fertilized egg implanted in the uterus. So both of these things are legal. They're just they're regulated very differently, and you can get them in very different ways. Emergency contraception, you can get without a prescription from a pharmacy. Actually, if you have a prescription, you can, and you have insurance, you can get it for free. But you can pay out of pocket for it from a pharmacist. But the abortion pill needs to be prescribed in most cases by a doctor. In some states, a nurse practitioner can prescribe it, but it's something that also needs to be administered in the presence of a healthcare provider. It's not something that you could just go to a pharmacy and take it home based on like laws that have been passed in the United States. So there are different ways you access them.
So the controversy really arises around a sort of misclassification on the show of the potentially of the drug that was being crushed up and put in the smoothie and its consequences. So the nurse calls it emergency contraception, but actually emergency contraception can't terminate an already existing pregnancy. So if Sarah's mother knew that she was pregnant, this pill, or what the nurse is claiming it was, wouldn't actually be able to end that pregnancy.
That's exactly right.
And why is that so significant?
So there is a problem here in equating emergency contraception and the abortion pill. They are totally different, but there are anti-choice activists and legislators who claim that emergency contraception does in fact terminate a pregnancy when the medical evidence says that it does not. So it's the kind of thing that you really want to be careful with.
You know, it seems like some of the concern that people are feeling is that if we're, you know, perpetuating these myths or truly like falsehoods, incorrect facts, it's dangerous because anti-choice activists are trying to create legislation that would outlaw these types of emergency contraception, which can be, you know, incredibly important and useful to people who either, you know, have unprotected sex, a condom breaks, they're assaulted. And the idea that these types of preventative measures, measures preventing pregnancy, are equal to abortion is allowing these anti-choice activists to try and outlaw them or legislate against their access.
Right. Legislate against their access, try to make sure that they're not covered by insurance, maybe make sure that you would need a doctor to prescribe it just like you might the abortion pill, that kind of thing. There are also people saying, why are you getting upset about this? It's a science fiction show and it's in some perhaps like future or alternate reality, that kind of thing. Well, the argument against that argument is that they could have called it something else, but they specifically used the language for medication that we have now, emergency contraception, and acted as if it's the same drugs we have now, but that it does different things from the drugs we have now. If they wanted to suggest that perhaps in this future, this alternate universe, that something you could get over the counter would terminate a pregnancy, then they could have done that, but it would have been way more responsible of them to call it something else, you know, not use EC or say it was emergency contraception that terminated a pregnancy.
So just to be perfectly clear, because of the current controversy surrounding the conflation of those two things, even if it was just a slip up or even if they're creating a totally different universe where these things can happen, it actually carries a lot more weight than just a potential hypothetical.
It absolutely does. One other scenario that I thought of is that perhaps the tablet was telling Marie that Sarah had ovulated and that there was a sperm swimming toward an egg, and that's why she went to go get emergency contraception. That would be a scenario in which she wasn't actually pregnant, and emergency contraception would have prevented pregnancy. But still, the nurse then says, it terminated your pregnancy. You were pregnant. Don't worry. It worked. So it's just inaccurate based on our current understanding of these drugs. And it's pretty irresponsible in today's political climate to equate emergency contraception with the abortion pill.
To read Susan Rinkunas' full article on Black Mirror, go to tonic.vice.com. All right, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. For more news and culture, check out vice.com. And tune in again tomorrow for another Vice Guide to Right Now.